The Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. It's Wednesday.
Do you know this day. Song?
Whoop, whoop!
Yeah, this is a weird version of the Mission Impossible theme.
What?
Sounds like the Mission Impossible theme. He's ready. Kind of
does. I gotta work. Like a doctor.
Come on, this is Kumo D.
The beginning sounded like the Mission Impossible theme.
Kumo D.
I like Kumo D.
Obviously not. If you don't, this is his most
famous
song.
Like, I know every single song by Kumo D.
Okay, if there's one song you need to know about Kumo D, it's this one.
Why?
Or either this one or the Wild Wild West.
Thank you. On a Wild Wild, Wild West. He had other songs before Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I go to work like a doctor. I go to sleep and I ought to do some talk show with Gotcha. That's probably not the real words.
No, I don't think so. So
I almost saw Disaster today.
Okay.
Disaster. So it was family day for the Rockies.
Okay.
Ha. Whenever I'm doing the Rapids show, I call them the Rockies, and whenever I do the Rockies here, I call them the Rapids. I'll never get it right.
You know, there's an easy way to stop that. Just never talk about the Rapids.
Yeah. I mean, that, except one small problem is I do actually a soccer show on Sundays.
Doesn't mean you have to talk about the Rapids.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Why?
Because they're the local team.
Yeah, but they're awful.
Yeah, but they're awfully local. And that's the problem that I, you know.
I think you perpetuate.
I didn't talk to him last year. Probably. I didn't talk to him at all last week because they didn't play a game. So I talked a bunch of soccer. International soccer.
Ooh. Okay. So Rockies. They almost imploded today. You saw something awful?
Oh, yeah. So it was family day. So this is a day where, like, you know, all the Rockies players and their families and their children can all go to the park.
Okay.
And play. So, you know, but the Rockies do it a little bit different. By park, they mean Coors Field. So they're all out there on the field playing, which is cool.
Okay.
But they've got like a catered lunch there with, you know, beers and wine and everything that's, you know, on the field and silver dishes and waiters and everything. It was nice. It was very nice.
Okay.
From what I could see from the press boxes, they weren't going to let me anywhere near the field. So anyway, Greg Holland decided to go play with the kids. Lots of kids were out there, you know, as you would want. A lot of the boys who are kids of the players play baseball. So Greg Holland's throwing them pitches. And one pitch goes up in the air, and Greg Holland decides to go after it. Like, mm-hmm. He's going to catch this thing. He's going to catch it, and he's got it, and the wind kicks up, and it's just not going to let him. And then it drops in front of him, and then he kind of half steps on the ball. And then does kind of a skip, like, oh, to skip, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, don't tear your Achilles, is what I was basically yelling out loud from the press box.
That would have been terrible.
It would have been terrible. But then he, you know.
Righted the ship.
Yeah. In Willenda fashion, well, some of the Willenda fashion, he was like, ta-da.
I mean,
not all of the Willendas, but some of the ones. But it felt to me like, oh, my God, there goes the season.
I'm sure that his teammates and Bud Black and other coaches also saw the season flash before their eyes, because you cannot. There's one player you cannot afford to lose on this Rockies team, and that is Greg Holland. He's been the most consistent player on the team all year.
Well, I'm not so sure that people were like noticing too much, because he kept pitching for a while afterwards. And if I had been Bud Black, I would have actually come out of the dugout and relieved him, swatted him on the butt, and said, "You go over and sit by the snacks." I mean, seriously, man, what are you doing?
Well, his kid was playing, right?
Or get Adam Ottavito in there.
Get Adam. Go hurt yourself, Adam. Just you go right out there.
Oh, my God. I feel so terrible because I rip on Adam Ottavito lately.
He's been terrible lately.
He's been terrible.
Yeah.
But he is perhaps the greatest guy.
He's a good guy.
Like,
doesn't mean we're not going to rip on him when he sucks, because like, he's kind of
like,
stinking.
Seriously, like, he would come on our show tomorrow.
That'd be great. I'd love to have him come on the show.
Okay.
You know who else?
Well, Charlie Blackman. I mean, but I don't think he likes me. And that's fine.
I was actually thinking of I'd like to get Drew Litton on. I need to call him.
Well, call Drew Litton.
Yeah, but I was also thinking, I didn't realize Dave Platty is the official scorer for the Rockies.
Sometimes.
I don't know why. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't tell you. Sometimes he is. I talk with him all the time.
Apparently he's been their official scorer since.
He's not the only one.
Okay.
I mean, you may be a dreamer, but he's not the only one.
What?
What? What?
Is that from a song?
I may be a dreamer.
But I'm not the only one.
Supertramp?
Oh, God.
No, I think that's Beatles.
Beatles?
I hate you both so much right now.
Well, you brought attention to it. I just put
No, because you said it, and I'm like, that made no sense to me. Because it's... never mind. And no, it's not
exactly right. The Beatles do not make sense.
It's John Lennon. It wasn't even the Beatles. It was John Lennon solo.
Wings?
I will leave this room. I like Wings.
Traveling Wilburys?
I think Wings is great. Traveling Wilburys was great. Mock them all you want.
What's the biggest
Wings
song? Like, what's the best Wings song?
Dude, there's so many.
Is it Brother Albert, Sister John?
No,
or whatever,
no. I think that song is. I think they have so
many
good songs.
Uncle Albert.
Let the band
I'm on
in.
The John. Isn't that how it goes? And let the band in. How's that one go? I'm being serious about this.
No, you're not. You're not being serious. You're like, Uncle Albert, I'm on the John. How is that being serious?
Well, because I don't know the real words.
Well,
but
then
I like
don't
the song.
Say that. That's awful.
Why? He's just telling him where he is.
That's not the song. I like Silly Love Songs is one of theirs.
How's that one go?
People sing other silly love songs.
Okay.
I talk about them, but I...
What was the one that you said we were saying before?
Uh-oh. Let the Band In. Or no, Band on the Run, sorry.
Oh,
band
yeah,
Band on the Run.
Yes.
Something about Let Him In. Open the Door. Let
oh,
him
yeah.
In.
Dana Carvey made a joke about that. He's like, open the door and let him in. Because you heard that story about Dana Carvey?
No.
Dana Carvey was over at the guy who created Saturday Night Live. You know the guy that created Saturday
Night
Live? Yeah. That guy?
Yes.
So he was over at his house. And Dana Carvey was on Saturday Night Live. And he opened the door. And there was Paul McCartney.
Okay.
And Linda. So... he sits down. He's basically, the joke is like, he goes, open the door and let him in. You know. And they said, oh, are you going to have a drink? And he's like, no, I'm just going to have some of the doobly woobly. So he's like, and so then Dana Carvey says, I don't care if you are, if you've never smoked or you're against smoking, but if a Beatle tells you to smoke, you smoke.
You smoke. So here's a list of Wings songs.
Wings songs.
Silly Love Songs.
Yep.
Band on the Run.
Band on the Run.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. I had a friend tell me one time, he goes, yeah. As Paul McCartney was playing Live and Let Die,
yeah.
And this guy walking, he's like, I can't believe that someone like Paul McCartney would steal that from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I wish I was kidding.
Oh, did you just punch that person in the face?
No, because I was like, wait, did he?
Nope.
Like, no. Well, you know, he said it with such vigor. And so I was like, really? Like, really? And the
because
guys,
he had no idea that that song came before.
They've all come before.
So maybe I'm amazed. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you...
Look at me tonight.
My Love.
I don't know My Love.
Yeah, you do.
My Love opens...
No, no. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
My Love.
Da-da-da-da-da, My Love.
Nope. Sorry.
I know it's true. It's too bad. That's a great song.
Okay.
Jet.
Jet.
Here we go. This is the song. My Love. I know my heart can
stay with my love. Nope, never heard of
Give
it.
Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Let Him In.
Open the Door and Let Him In.
So, I mean, those are just a handful. There's still like four or five other songs that were really big. So Wings was a really good band, and I'm a big fan of Wings, so don't mock them. I mean, you feel free to mock them, but it will not change my mind. People mock Billy Joel, too. And I'm like, screw you, he's great.
No, you know, I can't mock Billy Joel because when I was in Ithaca College, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, I love punk rock and I love Grateful Dead and we both love Billy Joel because we're from the East Coast.
Fair enough. I mean, I like John Lennon's
solo
stuff,
too. We're late again!
Too.
Oh, my God, I blame you!
Not my fault.
Oh, one minute? Never mind. He extended us.
We're screwed.
And
besides,
extended us.
And by the way, that song that you completely referenced in a weird way
Yes.
is a John Lennon song.
Brother Albert.
No, not that one.
Father John.
I may be a dreamer, but he's not the only one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a completely just an abortion of a sentence on that lyric. Like, you completely destroyed that lyric.
Well, if it's news, like they say in journalism school, if it's news, we'll break it.
Well, you'll break it.
Copeland.
Yes, I will.
Then I got to fix it.
In half, over my... The key.